Now, you are thinking I'm talking about Scotty Sattler. No, 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 Bears head. I'm talking about Woogie.
Oh, what's a Woogie? Woogie's
been down to downtown Bruceville. And I'm pleased to say they're on the line. Badge, Sats, Woogie, good afternoon.
How are you guys?
Howdy.
I don't know if I want to say hello.
Do tell Woogie what's... Get in first. Give him the front foot.
What have I done? I don't know what I've done.
No, I don't know if it is bruising, actually.
He's... Well, hang on, that's a big call. You've just... Out of
him. Just
said it,
yeah.
Well, I'll have to go to the tape. So, Woogie's got the bunny jumper on.
But he's a bunny supporter.
So, is that bruising or not bruising?
Well, what do you mean? Can't I support my team?
Well, I'm just wondering, are you leveraging off an event to make it about you?
5 nights in a row.
Well, Joel, are you serious? I tend to agree with you because never once throughout this whole year, this season, when he's only just started following the bunnies,
I'll get lost.
That he's actually had a photo of him in a bunny's jersey.
Yeah, that's the point.
I found one that finally fit.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Of course, they had Smith's crisps on it. Oh, God, they're good chips, the salt and vinegar ones, aren't they?
Nah, the cheese and onions are good. This one here, here's some fighting words. This is Nick Pappas. This is directed to Brandy. He says, so my mate Brandy reckons the planets are aligned because Penrith won 30 years ago. He says, I'll give you alignment. 90 years since we won in 1931, 70 years since we won in 1951, 50 years since we won in 1971, and 20 years since glorious reinstatement. Now that's alignment. Go you, Rabbitohs, he says.
Ooh. I like that. I think he won that argument.
He did. He did.
He's a lawyer, Nick.
Yep. Now, you have got immunity this week, Sats. You can bruise your life away because it's a very, very important week. You've got your dad, of course, for South Sydney. Yourself for Penrith. How is the old man?
He's good. He's excited. And thank you very much for the permission to bruise all week. Because I did actually declare my bruising to you in a text message last week, Joel.
I
got on the platform very early. But he's excited. I saw him actually before we came in the studio. I went and visited him. He's excited. You know what he loves? He hated that South couldn't get back to the promised land between 71 and 14, it just used to just drive him insane that South couldn't get to the grand final. They were close in 89, of course, really close as minor premiers and bundled out by Badge in straight sets. But in 2014, he loves it that it hasn't taken them that long to get back there again. Now, of course, they've played in plenty of prelims since then, but he just loves it. It's only, you know, not that long since they last won their last one. So, and for me, I win either way because I supported South growing up as a kid. I still support them today, and Penrith I love, and I love the community as well. So, it's depending whether they learnt from last year and how they treat this week. I thought they overcooked themselves last year, leading into the grand final day. I think they'll
learn a fair bit.
Yeah, they'll learn a fair bit from it.
Gents, if you could see Sats this week, he is so relaxed. And 2 years ago, Raiders made it. I was just a nervous wreck, because he can't lose. He's on a winner either way. And I wonder if you guys could get behind this. I'm not so sure if Sats is that keen, but there's been a push for the Sattlers, John and Scott, to present the winning trophy. Now, Sats, you've got a little bit of an issue with Dad, haven't you, whether he could do it or not. But, gee, it would be a magnificent thing at the end of that game. Whoever wins gets the trophy from you and the great John Sattler.
No, I think it's at the start badge when they usually got two representatives that walk out and put it on the stand.
Great.
Before the game. So, I don't know. I mean, we haven't been approached and wouldn't have a discussion with him unless we were. But, I'd have a few concerns about him, about whether he'd want to go to Brisbane and do that. And then he definitely wouldn't want to stay there for the game. He gets a little bit frazzled around big crowds now and a lot of people. So, but I saw that yesterday, the promotion for that, but anyway.
It'd be an iconic moment, mate.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, Sats, this question for you.
Yes.
Has the Warriors been in contact with you, with your PI skills, on the back of what happened to young Reece Walsh over the weekend? I mean, what's going on? Drugs?
Well, in fact, you were there with him.
Drugs up the Gold Coast? I mean, what does that really happen up there?
Whoever thunk it? Yeah, was it the Batuta advocate? Didn't they nail it, Woogie? They said, young man with lots of money. That was what everyone else is doing on the Gold Coast. Yeah, disappointing, isn't it? No, they haven't gotten in contact with me. I don't think they need to because, you know, he's come out and blubbered on his press conference and told everyone how remorseful he is, and he'll wait for the punishment now.
It takes a fire out of him doing that.
Hang on, but so I hear a little bit of, in Sats's voice, a bit of sarcasm there. Sats, are you saying it was a bit contrived.
No, I'm got no doubt that he's hating himself for what he's put himself through. But you know, I don't know. I've got no empathy for him. Put it that way.
At 19 sats, would you think that he would be in trouble again in the next 10 years of his magnificent career? He would be in off-field trouble again, Reece Walsh?
Wouldn't know. I've heard he's a beautiful kid off the field, but yeah. Wouldn't know. Wouldn't know.
He's had a really tough upbringing, the lad, so it's, yeah, it's a small mistake. Hopefully everyone can forgive him.
Yeah, I think if he goes the other way, and you saw, you know, I've mentioned this before with you boys, the start of last year, Nathan Cleary had the TikTok incident. The whole world collapsed on him, and he was the best player that year. Mm. This year it was Tommy Turbo with Harry on the course, so he's the best player this year. By the way, boys, I will tell you this, because yeah. You guys have played a part in the Metricons for NRL Nation. Mm. So if you take the points of the Dally M up until round 9, which they did last week, and you added on the Metricon 3-2-1s from NRL Nation each week, Tommy Turbo will win the Dally M tonight by 3 points, according to the votes from Metricon overlaid on top of the Dally M. So there you go there.
Ooh.
And by...
Ahead of who? Nathan Cleary or Cody
ahead of
Walker?
Nathan Cleary. No, see, this is the thing, Badge. A lot of people are saying Cody Walker. But Cody Walker is a long way off the pace with our votes on top of the Dally M. So we think he'll run fourth. Daly Cherry Evans will run third. So we'll see how it plays out. But yeah, so according to us, this is what will happen. Nathan Cleary will join Tommy Turbo in his last game. And then, of course, Tommy played on the Saturday, gets the three and wins the Dally M. That's how we see it playing out.
Do you think the coach of the year, and we discussed this, Woogie, Badge and I, do you think the coach of the year should be named after the grand final?
Yes.
Thank you, Brian.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I agree.
So
with
you
that.
Want the Dally M to go 3 weeks now?
Yeah.
Well, yes, I do, because Jesus. Fox are my employer and they're doing a great job.
Would you host that third week, Brian?
I would. I'd definitely host it. I'd host it up
Brian,
there. Yes.
Brian, can I ask you, I was watching some of your best of In Between Two Indoor Plants the other day.
Yes,
very,
sir.
Very funny.
Oh,
yeah. My wife was in tears watching it last night. Can I ask you, who is the hardest coach and player to interview?
Tigers.
Really?
Tigers. Mads.
What was that?
And Luciano.
Were they?
Yeah, it was tough.
What was that?
It was a heavy
carry. Who was the easiest?
It was a tough carry. The easiest was Ivan and Charlie Staines.
Is that right?
Because Ivan just didn't care.
Yeah.
Ivan
yeah.
let it go.
Yeah.
Just threw the kid in the deep end, and the poor kid had no idea what was going on.
Nothing.
It was the body language was so uncomfortable, and we just thrive on that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when you just see someone struggling, you just go harder.
Has Charlie Staines or Jimmy Tarmow got a longer head?
Oh,
long Swede. I don't know. I didn't know. But I tell
Charlie
you,
Charlie Staines got a long head.
It's actually been, it's quite beneficial doing the between indoor plants, because Hindy and I went, obviously it was all in the off season.
Yep.
And when we went out there, I came running back into the SEN studios, and Sugar said to me, okay, you've done all the teams now, who do you like? And I said, I'll tell you who we like.
That's right.
I said South Sydney. I said they felt yeah. like they were the most together.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's the one where Liam Knight rang
Wayne.
He rang Wayne and Wayne answered the phone.
Correct. Wayne thought it was a G up. He was supposed to be there,
yeah.
but he never turns up to training, you know, before Christmas.
Yeah.
And he just dropped the F bomb on. And he rang him back, because Liam Knight was really worried. Rang him back again, and he said, Liam? Evolve again.
Liam, if we make the final, you're not in the 17, which he isn't. This one comes through here, Badge.
Oh.
Last time Wayne Bennett coached a winning grand final team at Lang Park, Suncorp Stadium, the team was South. Get Badge to tell us more about it. He played. Jeez, the David Bowie
team.
Cat.
Mm. Sats would have been there. Was it your dad it used to take you along to those games, Sats.
When did that grand final?
Yeah, great. We got smashed. We got beaten by Wynnum in 82 and then smashed by them 42-8 in 84. So they had all the, you know, Wally and Gene and Greg Dowling and Colin Scott, that crew, Gary Coyne, the French brothers, Ian and Brett, half the Queensland side. And they smashed us. And then we had to turn it around. And Wayne, he engineered it, dead set. He bought in a couple of old stages. He got Chris Phelan back on one knee from England. And
wow.
Normie Carr came in and... really tough halfback, Wayne Cullen, Gary French. Anyway, he just turned us around. We beat him 10-8 at halftime. It was just a tackle-a-thon. It was a bit like we've seen a couple of these finals. It was just, and he, you know what he said all along? He knew we could only beat him once. He said he hoped we didn't play him early in the finals because we wouldn't beat him again in the grand final if they, you know, they'd turn it around. They were that good, so.
Now we've just had
a master at coaching.
So I just had a text come through, Sats. One of the, mm-hmm. I think it's, who was this? Oh, this is Timmy from Timbuktu. He wants to listen to the audio of Cleary and Charlie Staines.
Charlie, after your debut and you scored 4 tries, it was great scenes of all your mates there. Then you got lockjaw after that. How did you get lockjaw?
I was laughing during the night and it dislocated.
How long did it take you to get that story straight?
No.
Who came up with that story?
Yeah. Myself.
Because you know when you get locked jaw, like on bull terriers, you have to get a finger in your tremendous ass. Did anyone have to do that?
No.
Poor old Charlie had no idea. So Ivan just let... Threw him to the wolves, a poor kid.
Oh, Woogie.
Is that a snort, Woogie?
No, that was Sats. He's dying here.
So funny.
All right, boys, give us a prediction. Give us a prediction on Sunday.
Badge?
Oh. Jeez.
He doesn't care.
I just tend to think that given what Penrith did last year, that they might just edge him. I can't say with any confidence. I reckon it'll be... My worry is that the Panthers missed a lot of tackles on the weekend, and you can't do that against South. So, but I think Penrith, 2018.
I'm going Penrith 26-18.
What?
26-18 Penrith, and the Clive Churchill Medal will be Api Coruscant.
Ooh.
Well, that's solid. 3 of us because Woogie earlier on declared Penrith as well.
Oh, please.
What's your gut feel, Woogie?
18-10 South. Ooh. Cam Murray. Man of the match, Clive Churchill.
He doesn't play 80 minutes.
Yeah, but he doesn't need to play 80 minutes, mate. No, he doesn't. He's too good.
Adam Reynolds.
So you're now saying you've been sitting
he
on the fence.
Played
so you're
well,
tipping
didn't
South.
He?
I'm tipping South. So it's just come, yeah, because Sats has gone the other way. Because he said he went for South his whole life.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in him.
Boys, the only thing I'll say.
CEO at Penrith, Brian?
I wear many, many hats.
Boys, I'll only say this. The absolute champion playmakers, which I think most of us agree, Nathan will be one of those, mm-hmm. they win comps. They all win comps. And he's a champion playmaker. Do you agree with that?
No, I do agree. Yes. But he's only 23.
Yeah.
But they're not relying on him.
Then
you've
got Cody Walker, haven't you? Can you say the same about Cody
Walker? Yeah, that's a fair point, Badge. I'm petrified of him. I'm petrified of Wayne Bennett. They're the two I'm, as a Panthers tipster.
And that's the pressure Wayne can put on you without even wanting to put pressure on you. When you put your head down at night, if you're Ivan Cleary, you're thinking, what's he concocting?
Yep.
What's he doing behind these closed doors that we don't know about that's going to come to fruition on Sunday?
Do you reckon he'll throw a smoke bomb up this week, you know, to take the heat away from his team and just to, like he did a few weeks ago?
He's the king of that. The deflector. Loves it. He's a deflector. Now, boys, and I'll need one from you too, Woogie. It's that time of week. It's A grade.
My A grade's Macy Gray. Now, Macy Gray refusing to leave the Masked Singer when she was eliminated. And she's an A grade anyway for going on a show like the Masked Singer.
Mind you, in history. For watching the Masked Singer Sats.
No, I am too. Sats, I'm with you there. I must admit, I was a little bit shocked that someone of her ilk would go on that show, considering George Columbaris.
If Fletch had to go on the Masked Singer and he had to go on like as a giant kebab.
Indeed to be, yeah.
Would it fit on his bear's head?
No.
I could go as an ice cream.
We had Lottie Dakiri was on it.
When?
Yeah.
Lottie?
Yeah.
No.
He was on the Masked Singer.
When?
We interviewed him the other week.
Tell me no one guessed him.
He got hooked, didn't he? He said he got hooked.
I don't think he's made. I know Wendell was on there. Wendell was a rhino man.
You know how it works.
No, I'm telling you now. Look it up. Lottie
Dakiri.
No, it
was Wendell. It wasn't Lottie.
No, it was Lottie.
You've got him mixed up.
No, it was Lottie, boys. I'm telling you right now.
Can I give you my A grade right now?
Us.
Your conversation. That's my A grade. Why are we talking about this rubbish?
I'll tell you mine. Mine is Jarrett Sutton for when they have scored in the corner, he let Nathan Cleary take the kick from in front. That was an A grade. Well, virtually.
That was. Well, I'll tell you what was an A grade too, which did the rounds. Everyone was saying, was it Toto that went out? No, it wasn't Toto.
Crichton.
And but they're showing the picture of him picking the ball up when his foot's on the line.
Yes.
Yeah. That was A grade.
You're an A grade for falling into that.
I didn't fall into it.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I did. Did you go back and check it, Joel?
Yes, I did. I did.
All right. You're an A grade.
Woogie, finish us off. What do you got for your A grader?
I haven't really got one. I'm in a very positive mood this week. The Souths are in the grand final, I think. Who was the giant kebab, by the way, on Mars Singer?
I don't know.
It was Lottie.
No, he's a pinata.
Oh, was it Lottie?
That was a pinata.
Yeah. Oh, was it? No, I haven't got any A grades. No, I'm all good. Oh, actually, the referee who allowed that, who was the player from Manly the other night who stumbled around for 5 minutes?
Yeah, Kepi.
Ashley Klein.
Oh, Sean Kepi.
Sean Kepi.
Yeah, that was shocking.
Yeah, but hang on a sec. He stops play and then we're whinging for stopping play. He doesn't stop play. We're whinging because he doesn't stop play.
Mate, he was stumbling around like
you're
someone
an
coming out.
For finding a reason to whinge.
He looked
you
like
should be happy, wouldn't
you? Reece Walsh was walking straighter than him. is that too soon? Too soon?
No, it's not too soon. He's coming to apologise. Play on.
Yeah, play on.
Back yourself, Woogie.
On that note. Great to chat, boys.
Hey, see you, guys.